Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
It's been a long time since there was such a prominent display of arrogance and disdain for suffering North Carolina families as there was at the General Assembly this past Monday night. The Senate passed legislation that would deny health care to more than 500,000 low-income people, even though the federal government would pay the entire cost of the care for 3 years and 90% of the cost after that. At the same time, the House approved a plan to repay a $2.5 billion unemployment insurance debt to the federal government by slashing benefits for workers and cutting off 80,000 laid-off employees from unemployment completely, even though the federal government would pay for an extension of their benefits for another 6 months. It was quite an evening on Jones Street indeed, as the Republican majorities in both chambers turned their backs on families they represent who are struggling, preferring instead to side with corporate lobbyists and right-wing anti-Obama ideologues. If for some reason it wasn't already clear who the House and Senate are working for, it's perfectly clear now, and it's not most of us. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.